This is WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Several of the loved ones of 9/11 victims from Massachusetts gathered at the Public Garden in Boston today to mark the death of Osama bin Laden. WBUR's Deb Becker was there. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Sasha.
Deb, who exactly was at the Public Garden today?
Well, it was obviously a hastily called event. It was organized by the Massachusetts 9/11 Fund after word came late last night, or for some folks early this morning, that Osama bin Laden had been killed. Many of those who assembled today commented that this event was taking place in weather conditions that were eerily similar to what they were like nearly 10 years ago.
Right?
Exactly. Cloudless day, a little bit breezy. Governor Deval Patrick, Lieutenant Governor Tim Murray, Attorney General Martha Coakley, State House leaders in Boston, Boston Mayor Tom Menino were all on hand. They met with dozens of the loved ones of the more than 200 Massachusetts 9/11 victims. And Mayor Menino said that he personally knew one of those killed whose name is listed on the September 11th memorial in the Public Garden.
And one of the individuals was on that pedestal. There was a kid that played hockey with my son. I was thinking about, a young kid, and just saying, we shall never forget. We can't forget. It's to a point that in this world today, it's a different world than we've had in the past, and we always got to be vigilant. And they don't have a leader now. That movement, and you might have a lot of cowboy individuals out there who want to do it on their own, and we're going to be vigilant. And that's what the police department and other public safety officials are doing on a continual basis. But we shall never forget.
And of course, Sasha, Mayor Menino there is alluding to the increased public safety measures that were put in place today following bin Laden's death.
Mayor Menino sounded very sort of informal. Was there an informality to the ceremony today?
It was supposed to be a formal event that started with the leaders of the Mass 9/11 Fund calling for a moment of silence. But after that, the loved ones of the victims all began consoling each other and talking with the officials and then the reporters there. So there was no formal presentation to the crowd. And it was very clear that many of these people formed a community of their own to help them grieve. So I wouldn't say there were any formal addresses, but today was really a time for these folks to reflect. Many of the loved ones said they didn't want this to be a celebration at all, but a remembrance of what had happened almost 10 years ago and of the lives lost. This is 39-year-old Danielle Lamack from Belmont. Her mom, Judy LaRocque, was on American Airlines Flight 11, and she said that today was a day for her to think about her mom, and she said she's still very sad that her mother's not in her life and has never met her two children.
And it's really important to me that we all remember the victims of terror, and we appreciate you coming out here to honor our loved ones. And it's not about Osama bin Laden. I'm so pleased that his voice has now been silenced and he can't continue to harm other people. But today I want to remember Mom and everybody else who was lost, because they're still not coming back. And this doesn't change that.
And Sasha, Danielle, and the others who gathered today took 206 white roses and placed them next to the names engraved on the 9/11 memorial. That's one rose for each of the Massachusetts residents killed on September 11th. And as they left the gathering today, many of them said to each other, see you in September for the 10th anniversary.
Deb, thanks for that.
Thank you.
That was WBUR's Deborah Becker.